What's up, dummies? We're back again for another week.
Like magic, baby.
We're hyped.
I'm on a lot of caffeine.
He's doing
too much.
He's doing a lot of pre-stuff.
Yeah.
He's pre-workout.
Kind of known for that.
Yeah. It was a problem for a while.
Yeah.
You got that fixed though, right?
Yeah. I mean, in high school, they used to call me Turbo Nuts.
Yeah. You thought it was because you were like, woo, like hyper.
But Oh, yeah. Like he's crazy nuts, dude.
But you're like,
it was just,
you figured,
well, because I nutted real.
Yeah. It was after a while, you're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
Turbo Nut.
Yeah. It was because of my blow off valve.
Yeah.
It was leaky.
Yeah.
No big deal.
It's crazy. You can get those fixed, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know
it's
how.
It's called age.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Age fixes that.
AIDS?
Mm-hmm.
AIDS.
What did I say?
I don't know.
All right.
But yeah, so first off, I want to thank all the dummies, new dummies, and all the old dummies.
Yeah.
We had our best week ever last week.
Not a big deal.
This week,
but
I guess.
It is the best one ever.
You know, we've gotten a lot of views. We got a lot of new subscribers.
Subs, yeah. New subs. Like, that's what I'm happy about. We're building that army up.
That's right. Man. The army is getting bigger.
Yeah. It's getting dumbier.
We don't have like a full blown like.
Oh,
military.
We couldn't invade anybody.
We couldn't invade another podcast yet.
No, but we will.
You know, we got like a Salvation Army, maybe.
Yeah. A lot of cheap stuff.
Oh yeah. A lot of bad clothes. You know, our uniforms are horrible.
Oh, they're terrible.
It's
it's that. Definitely a backwards hat, apparently.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
Do it.
You don't want the frontwards hat. In a fighting
situation? In a war?
Nah, man.
No, dude, because it blocks your peripheral.
Yeah.
And your upper.
Unless it's raining and you got glasses like me.
Oh, yeah.
Then it's like a little built-in umbrella.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a front umbrella.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right.
So, yeah. But anyway, we want to thank everybody that's checked out all the new videos, the shorts, the TikToks, all that stuff. And, you know, keep watching out. We're going to be posting those a lot more.
And one thing that I've noticed is like you're pulling that stuff from older episodes.
Yeah. I started way back, you know.
Yeah. And which is cool.
Yeah. I've had a blast doing it.
Yeah. But we really went downhill, man. We were way funnier.
Oh, yeah. I've mentioned that to several people. I was like,
well, yeah.
I mean, at first I didn't know it was us.
I was like, these guys are fucking hilarious. You try to subscribe.
I did. I was like,
you were like, isn't it?
I'm already subscribed to these guys.
Really?
They're like two young looking dudes.
Yeah, we looked. There was one where I was like, dude, I would bang both of those.
Oh, dude, I've watched one of the videos and I was like, I was about 30 pounds lighter. Maybe 20 now, but
yeah,
I was like, because then I watched another one that was like older and I was that's two different dudes.
It is. It really is.
It kind of made me sick a little bit.
Yeah, you know, you can just see, because, you know, I'm going to be 39, you know, here pretty soon. And, you know, like after 35, it just really just like year after year just hammers you, bro.
Yeah.
It just ground and pounds you.
Oh, absolutely.
And you just look like horse shit every day.
Tell me about it. I've had 10 years of it.
No, I'm saying you do.
Oh, that's what I'm saying.
I was talking to you.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, 10, yeah. Well, 10 years over you, but I, like, from 35 to now,
to
that's
now,
14
dude.
Years for me.
Oh, dude, it is just, actually, you look good, man.
Taking
fuck
it.
That. You look good.
I do. I feel but worse than
you feel terrible.
Than I look.
Yeah,
so
you feel terrible.
Anybody that thinks I look like shit, multiply that
guess
by
10. Guess what?
Yeah.
You're try to guess what my bones feel like.
They don't. Some of them don't feel at all. Some of them overfeel.
Some, like, there's a couple of your toes that are just powder.
Yeah.
You stubbed your toe that one time and it just.
Yeah, it just looked like a little puffer. Like one of those mushrooms that popped open. Yeah.
Your toenail just.
Oh, yeah. There's no toenail at all.
Tumbled away. Yeah.
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 Just.
Did your phone just go off?
Yeah.
How rude.
So unprofessional.
How freaking rude, dude.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Mm.
It just dung.
Yeah, oh, it's just another podcast guy.
Oh, so it dunged.
Yeah. Let's turn that off.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's get this.
Yeah, well, what is your phone like?
What?
You always just have it on dung? Like it just dings?
I generally have it on. Like, I'm one of those people that still, because I'm old, I still have like ringtone, not ringtones for phone, but nobody does it. But like from all my texting.
Yeah, because nobody ever calls.
Yeah, anymore. I don't have a phone. Yeah. Well, actually, my ringtone is like a Eminem song, I think.
Yeah. Like every time I call you.
Yeah.
You answer and I go, what? A non text message?
I think it, like when somebody calls me, I just think it's an emergency.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah. But sometimes like I'm just like, I don't want to text for 15 fucking minutes about something that we can talk
right.
1 minute about.
Exactly.
But yeah. You're the only person I call. Go ahead.
And all my main contacts have individual like sounds for the ringtones.
Like ding, and then mine's dong.
No. Like it's like,
oh,
realistic ones.
Oh,
you know.
So it's like ding and.
Oh yeah, no. You, like that way, I know exactly who is texting me, and I know if it's important enough to like look at.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like when yours, I check yours. I check.
Yeah.
When it's one of the boys, you know. Like.
Yeah. But some noises.
My you're wife like, or my sister or your mom or my mom. You know. I know just to.
Let it ride for a while. Yeah, let it air out.
So, but I don't know if it's like one of yours pops up, I'm like, oh, it's probably important. It's usually not, but what I
it,
think that.
Yeah, oh, but it's important to you. Yeah, but what does it do, though? What does mine do?
What does yours do?
Yeah, man.
Well, we're going to find out. Let's see if I can
this
bring these up.
Man. To me, you guys don't give a shit.
Yeah, they probably don't care at all.
I'm interested, though.
But this is part of the show.
What do I do?
Let me see. I can't see my phone without my
glasses. Oh, my gosh. Glasses. His eyes are giving up, too, damn it.
Oh, they gave up a while back.
Damn it.
Back in a while.
I squinted at work the other day reading something, and one of the old guys in there was like, yeah, man.
That's right.
And welcome I was like, to the club. Oh, shit.
Welcome
dude.
To the club.
We are. I'm like, we are not the same. I was mad about it.
Yeah.
But we are.
I don't know if I can bring these up or not. Oh, I got it. I found it. So this is what the what yours is.
Yeah, tell me.
Yes.
Oh, it has to be Herbert the pervert.
It does.
Yes.
See,
it's Herbert the pervert. Is it pervert?
It's pervert.
Yeah, his last name's pervert, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, all of the friends, like, I got one for Jubby.
Smoke weed every day.
Damn it.
You know?
He got the coolest one. I get a fucking 80-year-old pervert, dude.
Yeah. And these are all like the...
You're saying, yeah.
Like, they're all like... accurate. Except yours, I guess.
I mean, you guess?
Yeah. So like D.
Hey, ass butt.
Sometimes you know? He can be an ass butt.
Well, no, he calls me ass butt most of the time.
No.
Albert.
Oh, it even had some of those space mountains.
Got a little in there. Let's see. Now, just a general text.
Yeah.
I get this.
Text message, man.
I just know it's like just a regular.
Yeah, just a reg.
So if my wife.
This is my wife.
It's good.
You know?
So now you know.
Now I know it's my wife.
Yeah.
You know? Now, somebody like my sister, I know to ignore it.
Yeah. You know? Okay. I know to ignore it.
Yeah. I wonder who this one is.
Your mom.
Who is it?
That's my mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right? This is my youngest daughter.
Hey, Dad.
And that sounds exactly like her.
Yes. And that would freak the shit out of me. Does it ever just scare the hell out of
you? Yeah, sometimes I turn around really fast. Like,
yeah, like you're pooping or something.
Yeah, oh,
like,
whoa. No way.
What?
My middle daughter.
Feed me now. I'm starving.
Yeah.
Because she always texts me about food.
Can't stop eating.
Yep. Let's see. My oldest daughter's is the most simple.
All right, that was pretty.
It's just boop.
That one's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
All right. Thunderstone.
Oh yeah,
former producer.
Yeah.
I am a banana.
He is part banana.
He likes bananas.
He is part banana.
I think is this one your mom?
Your aunt is attempting to reach you on your communication device.
I think I'll do your mom.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Man, I need to do this, I think.
It's kind of cool. I like it.
Yeah, it's fun. Yours is going to be like, it's just going to be like a turd hitting the toilet. Bloop. You made me a pervert, dude.
Yeah, but it's cool.
It is a cool. Yes.
I mean, of all the perverts,
I mean,
you get the best one.
That's the best one, yeah.
So
it's time to do your bees and boobs.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, right,
that's pretty cool.
That was boring.
That was entertaining for me.
Yeah,
I was happy about it.
All right, and they've been that way for years. I mean, that's.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah.
If I ever have to change those, I'll never know who's texting me.
Oh, it'll be so frustrating for you.
I'll just have to re-record them on my own voice. Guess who? You know, like
woo, woo.
I can do Flair easy.
Oh yeah, everybody can.
You know, but
Ric Flair. All right.
Your mom. I could do that one pretty good.
You can actually. Did you do all that?
No, I actually did.
I knew it.
Yeah, I'm gonna start selling ringtones.
You were just hitting the button. I wasn't watching your mouth. Were you doing it?
Look, this is your mom.
Your mom.
That was my mom.
I don't understand. Okay, whatever.
Anyway,
all right.
Okay. Is there anybody still watching? I don't know.
No, there's not. But
we're gonna get that out of here. Yeah, let's move on and
let's do it, dog.
Let's get to America's favorite podcast segment. This one. Dollar idea. That was not correct.
It's okay.
Me, being the dummy I am, was diddling with the
diddling with the pooter
with the poot. I was doing a little diddling on my pooter and got everything all out of whack, you know. So I gotta wipe it clean and start over.
I don't know why I thought that was so funny.
We're children. That's why.
Diddling with your pooter.
That's right.
I am gonna say that next time somebody's on a computer.
Hey, diddling with your pooter.
Diddling with your pooter, huh?
All right, just leave.
Cool, bro.
Cool, man.
Out. I'm out. Okay. Anyway, we're doing
a pooter. No, just call it a pooter. Everybody, just hey, man. What kind of pooter you got?
What kind of pooter you got? You got a gaming pooter?
How much RAM's in your pooter, dude?
Ew.
Hey, man. You want me to add some RAM to your pooter?
That's a pretty good pickup line.
It's not bad.
Like
not
a gaming,
at a gay bar.
Gaming convention, maybe? Oh,
gaming.
A gaming.
Dude, do they have that?
Oh, yeah.
It's the gaming, but just for gay dudes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What games they play?
What games do they play?
I don't know. Probably cool stuff.
Probably Ark.
Oops. Oopsie.
There's games nobody else has ever heard of.
Ark.
Just Ark.
Yeah, Ark. Whatever.
But they're actually arcing, I think.
Yeah. Another good pickup line at a gay bar.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Because they're going to think you're a gentleman.
All right.
And you say, do you want me to push in your stool?
I knew it.
You knew it already.
I knew it already.
You told it.
I told it to you. Yeah, I told you it worked.
Yeah, and it does.
Oh, dude. You would not believe how well.
Can you imagine if women enjoyed that?
I can imagine women enjoying anything.
I know. I don't know. Sometimes.
Like,
did you put more in here?
You think like gay guys, like they talk like that. They talk like that.
Like what?
Oh,
you think?
They're vulgar.
Yeah, yeah. They're like all the time just oversexed.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, they just don't care. It's all about, you know.
They're like a dude in a dude's body. Just like
trapped. Exactly. Just a dude that likes penises.
Yeah. As much as a normal dude likes vagina.
Right.
And that's crazy.
And probably more.
That is crazy.
Yeah, because
because you know how much I like vagina?
A lot. I mean, more.
The most.
Yeah, think about how much is the most.
And much do you like anything?
And then just keep
the
thinking about
moster
it.
Than that.
Yeah.
I mean.
If you have a kid, like, imagine how much you like your kid. Then imagine how much you like the box it came in.
How much you like making that kid.
Yeah, right? How much you want to make another one, but you don't want to make
but
one.
Not really.
You want to try to make
you one. You want to maybe pretend.
Yeah, you want to practice and make it.
Yeah, or maybe just
a lot.
Slip her a pill or two.
All right.
We're dipping in here.
Yes.
To the barrel of ideas.
And hopefully all you new subscribers are checking this out. And for your first time, you're just getting to see the pride
where the sausage is made,
the pride of the show, and that whatever he said.
Yeah, man.
We throw ideas in this barrel that we believe are gonna, you know, it's a product or service that we think everyone needs. Could change the world. Could destroy it.
Could be high heels for dogs.
Yeah. Could be vitamin meth. We
don't know yet.
Well, no, until
could
it pulls
be true
it out.
Syrup.
I wrote that down. He pulled it out. He's going to read it. I'm going to pitch it. I hope.
All-star athletic socks. And I knew you would do some kind of weird, like, foot sock thing.
Yeah.
That's what it said.
Yeah. All-star.
You want to see the words?
All-star athletic socks.
That's what I read.
What the fuck does that mean?
That's what I read. Okay.
All-star.
What? It doesn't give you any hints. So,
hey, look, I'm telling you, these things.
Some of these are, you're really drunk.
I'm out of my gourd.
Okay, let's see.
All-star,
what do I think it is?
Athletic socks.
An athletic sock. It's going to have ankle support.
I mean, what the hell does that even mean?
Oh. It's going to have ankle support. Probably going to have arch support.
Yeah, and it's going to have like the sweat.
It's basically just like a thin shoe.
Star.
Let me pull another one.
Pull another one out because.
You don't know.
This might be a shopping list. I don't know.
Do they have those?
I'm going to set that there because it might come to me later, but.
Do you want me to pull another one?
I tell you. What do we got?
I don't even understand. Regenerating food animals.
Yeah, I know this one.
Do you?
I got this one.
You don't know what all-star athletic sock is, but
no.
You know what a regenerating food animal is?
Definitely, because we need it. This is a world-changing thing, right?
Okay.
So, you know, okay, let's say you got a vegan.
Oh my gosh, do we?
Like, save the animals, don't eat the animals.
You're just animals, just eat plants. But you know how many animals are killed in the making of plants?
Exactly. A lot.
When they fucking plow a field and like 9 million rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
Slaughtered and insects and they spray all the chemicals. Okay, go ahead.
It's a lot, but
it's more.
You know, and we've come a long way in like genetically modifying things, right?
That's true. You can like grow meat in a lab.
Why not grow meat on the animal itself?
that makes absolutely no sense.
No,
because it already is growing meat on the animal.
Yeah, but
it's the animal.
But when you cut bacon off the belly of a pig, what happens?
Well, that pig dead.
Right. What if you could just go out, slice some bacon off, and then over a period of time, it regenerates? And then you got an everlasting bacon pig.
Oh.
Everlasting bacon pigs in the new Willy Wonka.
Dude, in the new Willy Wonka movie.
Yeah.
I'd chew on that.
You go out and
forever.
You get a ribeye, you know, off of a cow. And then
two weeks later, don't feel pain.
You can go back and get another one.
Yeah, they don't feel
pain. Oh, no, they scream a lot when you take the meat. We haven't figured that part out yet. This is a beta testing, dude.
The pig, dude.
Oh, it's going to squeal like shit.
Oh, man. But it don't deter me from getting bacon.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you that.
No.
You can squeal all you want.
Yeah, that little piggy going to go out crazy. Like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
That hurts.
Yeah. This one's going to mark it.
That one going in the skillet is where that one going.
And then that's the pig roast beef.
Then you get one cow, one pig, one chicken.
Yeah. Dude.
Per family. And
yeah, the chicken's going to be a little rough because they're small.
You cut
a whole breast out of a chicken.
Yeah.
They're just going to be laying there for like a week. Like,
oh, yeah. They'll be a little tougher, but maybe you, okay. Yeah, maybe you modify the chicken to lay bigger, stronger eggs.
Okay, or maybe it's just a giant fucking chicken.
Yeah, it's bigger chickens.
Yeah. That's not bad. That's not bad.
Like with, you know, they got multiple. They're like four-legged chickens.
Yeah.
That way you get four drummies off of them.
I love how you call them drummies.
Dude. I love drummies, dude.
You always do that.
I'm dark meat, man. Dark meat all the way.
You are dark meat.
Team dark meat.
Yeah, you are. And that's weird.
Is it?
I think.
Nah. All my kids are, too.
You converted them.
I did. Hey.
And they don't like butter.
No, they fucking love butter.
You son of a bitch.
They love butter.
You ruined them.
No, they love butter.
Butter on a drummy? Oh,
they dip it right in there. Yeah. just to make me vomit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But I like this, dude. You're saving the world, man.
Well, yeah, and it's saving like, tons of animals.
You know how you go out and you can, like, prune a bush?
Right.
You know what I mean? And then it just keeps, like...
Yeah, it keeps coming back, you know?
Gets fuller and fuller.
And so each time you do it, you get bigger and better meat.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. You're like a cow out there looking like a goddamn chia pet.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just, like... Steak, New York strips.
Oh, yeah, steaks fucking, just come off.
Oh, yeah, just T-bones.
Oh,
yeah,
you can pluck a porterhouse right off.
Oh, yeah, you can just go by and just snippy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then it don't even hurt them. They don't even feel it.
I mean, I'd rather do that than grow meat in a petri dish.
Absolutely,
in a lab.
Dude. Absolutely.
Just like, ew.
Maybe we could even do it with wild animals, you think? Like deer or something.
Yeah, you just... You know, crop dust them and have a plane or something.
Oh, yeah. And then they're just like,
yeah.
And they throw up a little bit, probably. But
like they throw up a whole new deer.
Yeah, yeah. But after that, that new deer, though, a little pukey.
Oh, yeah. I think you had an album come out this week. Yeah, man. Shit. You can just regenerate.
Yeah, because a lot of people eat deer meat around
just regenerating
here,
animals, dude.
It's a good idea, dude.
Save the planet.
Yeah, yeah. Because they're basically like Wolverine, dude. They're indestructible.
Right. It's gonna piss hunters off.
I guess, yeah.
You know,
I mean,
but you gotta go back to trapping.
Yeah, like that's like more thrilling.
Yeah, it's more manly too.
Yeah, I think so.
Like to trap a deer versus like just shooting it from like a fucking mile away,
or just like you get up in a tree stand
with a
gun. Yeah, you gotta jump out and just choke them.
Yeah, we could just get up at one of them like minnow nets.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's going to get in its antlers.
The bola.
Right.
Is it a bolo?
Bola.
It's a bola.
Yeah.
Bola. Because that's the way to do it, dude.
Yep. Then you got to go up and kill it like a man.
Or just go up and
Oh,
you're
not going to kill it. You're going to trap it. And then,
just go and be like, shh. Like, put your finger up to his lips.
Yeah.
Shh.
You're mine now.
That's it. That's what I was going to say. Yep. You knew already.
Yep. Come on, Vinny. Let's get out of here.
You named it already?
Yeah.
Immediately? You just knew he looked like a Vinny.
Yeah, it's venison. So,
man, that's brilliant, dude.
Yeah. Well, that's his kid, Vinny's son. He's a Viking,
dude. I can't even laugh at such a good joke. That's right. Such an amazing joke, dude.
To be off top,
dude.
Off top, dude.
Oh yeah, I forgot his.
I got a bad elbow.
He's got the bad elbow.
He
had a business meeting and he just shook everybody's hand, elbow way the fuck
way
up.
Way high, dude.
And
classy.
Oh, it was classy as shit.
Yeah, but
you definitely won.
Paying for it.
But you're paying for
paying
it.
Paying for it.
Yeah, you're paying
yeah,
for
yeah,
it.
Be careful okay. with your high elbow hand.
And all your meetings.
Yeah. So
all right.
Anyway. And I think this has applications later on to like I don't know if it meant application, but side effect is probably the bigger term.
Oh, absolutely.
When you eat it, you get that regenerative effect.
Oh, so you can like cut shit off of you?
Yeah. Like you get like a bad patch of skin or something and you know, like a wart.
Oh yeah. You can just
plop it off of there and then something will grow back.
Something.
Maybe a ribeye.
Could be. Probably a ribeye.
You might have a little drummy hanging off your forearm.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with a little drummy.
That's right. So, I mean,
Okay.
I think it's something that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's save the world, man. You know? That's good because we're going to need to feed, like, feeding people is like.
Yeah, it's important.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's like, we're going to struggle with that here.
I don't know. I don't know. Here's the thing about that. You been to a Walmart?
Yeah.
Look at how much food's in a Walmart.
That's a lot, dude.
It's a lot of food.
That's a lot.
How much of that food gets tossed?
In our country, 90%.
A lot of
90%.
It. 90%. A lot of it. And that's kind of shitty.
Kinda.
Because it's all good.
Yeah.
There's
well, we were just discussing not too long ago.
Like other than like fresh foods and stuff like that, like meats that go bad.
Oh yeah, canned anything don't ever.
Oh yeah,
bad.
No.
Dude.
No.
Cereal?
Yeah, dry goods, that kind of shit. Here, I've said this, and I probably said it on the podcast, but if you just took our Walmart, which is a super Walmart, it's one of the big ones.
It is super duper, dude.
And just in its current state right now, if you shut that thing down and you took everything that's inside of it, every product, every shelf, everything,
okay,
and you pack that up and you send it to some third world country,
oh lord, dude,
they automatically become a second world country. Like, because you're talking food, clothes, camping gear, guns, knives.
Oh, it'd be a flashlight. Then.
Like,
oh, just tools.
Tools. Like,
yeah.
Everything.
Fucking everything you need.
Yeah.
Use everything you
and
need.
And they're going to use every bit of it.
Oh, absolutely.
Clothing shelves are going to be turned into houses. And, not or,
bad.
You know.
It's not bad.
Or sleds or whatever.
Yeah, wherever they might be. Yeah, but,
like,
you're right.
They're all going to be decked out in their like their best, like, tie-dye who cool farted shirts. And, yeah.
Like that one dude's going to be standing there with, like, a fucking sleeping cat on his shirt or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, exactly. But that, you know, yeah. Be warm as fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But I've like, that's just insane that
is pretty crazy,
you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not a whole country, but definitely a small village. Not a small village, but a big
4 or 5 villages.
I mean, well, yeah, you think like that's taking care of like a couple counties.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, so yeah, small country.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just crazy because that's just one Walmart.
Yeah.
And you know what? They'd have all that shit back next week.
Oh, yeah. They would not.
They would miss
blink.
It. Yeah. Wouldn't even lose it.
Wouldn't even blink. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is pretty crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine, man. Like, coming from another country where you're just like...
You go into a Walmart and you're like...
Yeah.
There's so much bread. I was going to... It has all these? It has all these in what? Here?
I mean, usually...
I don't know what countries we're from. But
I don't either, but it's small. They're cut. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But, like, just to walk in the grocery side and have... Like, there's the just the fruits and vegetables.
Oh, we're spoiled as fuck, dude.
Like... They were like, oh, this is the biggest crop I've ever seen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. They would probably like run up and just sacrifice somebody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Drinking blood.
And oh, yeah.
Spitting it on the apples.
But isn't it weird, though, that you can get a fucking pineapple in
the middle of West Virginia?
You know, buttfuck West Virginia.
Yeah.
And in the middle of winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just dead winter. You can get like, yeah, I'm thinking about a pineapple.
Well, here's the worst.
And you're pissed when they don't have them?
Here's the craziest thing. You can just drive and get one where these other countries have to plant and then wait.
And oh, yeah, yeah.
They just can't get them.
It's like, I'm thinking about having a pineapple in June.
I better plant one now.
That is fucked up.
Yeah.
We're so spoiled, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it's crazy.
I just get mad sometimes. Cause that's like,
I get happy.
I want like a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
And I go, there's an entire aisle.
Yeah.
Of bread.
How many loaves of bread do you think are in that aisle?
Oh, I mean, thousands.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Thousands of loaves of bread.
It's a lot.
Of every kind. Yeah. Every thing that want.
Multigrain. Honey, oat,
yeah,
fucking plain, cinnamon,
yeah, Wonder white, bread, wheat, white boy bread,
yeah,
poor bread,
35 calories,
rich bread,
yeah,
yeah, bread that's wrapped twice.
We're not even talking about buns yet, dude.
Oh, we haven't got down to the doggy buns yet.
Oh no, man.
And there's 5 different kinds of hot dog buns.
Oh yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
they got pretzel buns.
Yeah, they do.
They got little it's buns. Ridiculous. They got big buns.
I like big buns, dude.
And he cannot lie.
I can't lie about that.
Anyway, that's all right. Food talk.
Yeah.
So let's get into...
Great idea.
I like it. Let's get into story time.
Well, yeah. I just, like... I was at work, and then, like... This guy kept farting.
Okay.
And we're in close proximity.
Oh, like on, like next to you.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Like within, like, a couple feet.
Okay, yeah.
And they were bad.
As most of them are.
Yeah, I mean, they were like...
But exceptionally bad.
Yeah, yeah. And I like the kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, he's funny, man.
And everybody farts, dude, man.
Yeah, everybody farts. It's all right.
Yeah.
But like...
But there's a point.
Yeah. And he was even nice about it.
Oh, it's like, I'm sorry, dude.
He was like, dude, I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I had too many protein drinks.
Yeah. That was me before.
Was it you? Is it you?
It was me. All right. It was me. And I do like the kid.
Yeah, I like myself.
I like myself. No, but it got me thinking, like, an acceptable, like, acceptable farting, right?
You mean like a, like within the, like what's the acceptable distance to fart from somebody or like how many?
Yeah. How many? And then like if they're really bad and then, you know, even cause he's being super nice.
Yeah.
Like, ah, man, I'm sorry.
Right. Well,
I know it stinks, but then he kept doing it.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
But, like, sometimes you have to keep doing it.
Yeah, you have to. And you're in a situation where you just can't leave.
You can't just, yeah, he can't just, like, walk off and do
it. You're on a line, dude. You got to stay busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know? So he, I'm like, you know, I forgave him, but it was still disgusting.
Yeah, you know, like it's cool, dude.
Yeah, because, like, part of him is, like, now inside of me for a second.
Yeah, and that's a little gay.
It's a lot gay because, like, it's his butt.
It's true. You never think about that.
Yeah, his butthole's inside of me for a second.
Like, the inside of his butthole.
Deep in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like what he ate for lunch. You had a little snack.
I had a little nose snack.
You had a little nibble of it.
Yeah.
You know?
I did.
Sometimes you're like, ooh. Ah.
Oh, yeah. Well, that one time. It
peanut
was
butter,
just,
huh?
Yeah. I just happened to, like, be breathing through my mouth at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
That happens.
And you're like, dude.
And you're like,
I tasted your ass for a second, yep. Man.
God.
It gets a little gay.
Yeah. You're fart brothers now.
Yeah. We're like, we're like Russian stepsons or something. I don't know what it is.
I don't either. It's called something, though.
Yeah, because, like, you know, kissing cousins and Eskimo brothers. And
right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's that one's a weird one. It's distant.
Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
I don't even.
It's like a, you know,
yeah,
an intimate pen pal kind of
yeah
thing. But
yeah.
But yeah, it just got me thinking about, like, acceptable farting. Like,
yeah, in a normal situation, though, like, you're at, like, a party or something. And you're like, you let one rip. You're like, oh, dude, yeah, I'm sorry. You know, yeah. Whatever. Especially if it's bad.
Well, and then,
you know, then you're like, I got to go again. Then you just go, you excuse yourself.
Yeah.
To, like, over where the dip is or something. You know.
French up that onion.
Oh, yeah. Go over and get you some punch. And,
because, you know, sometimes you're letting out that little tester, you know?
Right.
There's always that first one that, like, if you're around, like, people or whatever. Yeah.
And you're like, you just, I got, like, this.
You know, you just let one knock at the door. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's the one little.
Yeah.
Little.
Yeah.
Oh. Nope, the little, nope. Oh, nobody's home.
What do they call, I'm trying to think what they call that that's not super racist. What do they call that? Oh, ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch.
Yeah. Super racist.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. No, yeah. We're good. We're good.
It's not snicking knocking.
No. Nope. That's during Halloween. But yeah, you just ding dong ditch that thing and just let it come out, and then you're like, you know, bend over to tie your shoe and,
yeah,
like,
just get
test
a whiff
it out.
Yeah,
but sometimes that test one is bad.
Yeah,
so that's when it's like,
well, here's,
I'm
the
sorry,
thing,
dude, like, I was letting out a tester.
Here's the thing, though, do you acknowledge that it's yours?
I think
when you're,
I
in
think,
a group of people, or do you just, like, start looking around like, who farted?
Is there a hot chick in that group? Who's in the group? That's really depends. Because if it's all of us.
If it's just guys, you're like, yeah.
It's just like, dude, that was me.
Yeah, you rip one and you're like, that one's going to stink. And you go, you guys smell popcorn? Yeah. And everybody takes a big whiff. And you're like,
oh, yeah. But then all of them are like, yeah, I do.
Actually, I do smell popcorn.
Smell popcorn. You're like, fuck.
Yeah, shouldn't eat that popcorn.
Shouldn't eat all that popcorn. Damn it. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd be like, there's no butter on it, so it's got to be Kevin.
Yeah, that's
they'd
true.
Know.
Yeah, you have no butter. Yeah,
no.
Yeah, it just got me thinking about acceptable farting. Because if you're in a group of really good friends, don't matter.
Doesn't matter. But yeah, if you're in, like, a business meeting situation,
yeah,
you're not gonna meet and greet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're about to meet and greet you.
Yeah,
you know,
you're at a think and stink.
Yeah, we having a think and stink up in here, or am I right?
Am I right? Wah.
So that's something you would say at work. Am I right?
Am I right? Yeah.
It's the worst. Wednesdays, huh?
I just walk up with my, at a, you know, after party, you know, at work, you know, it's like open bar.
Oh, yeah,
you
man.
Know, I walk up with my screwdriver.
Because he knows how to party.
Because I know how to get down and stay healthy while I'm drinking.
I know how to get down and keep myself from getting COVID. Vitamin C, bitch.
That's right.
Shit.
I mean, a little vitamin C and vodka, please.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can I have some emergency? And
dump this emergency powder in a fucking like T.O.'s vodka, please.
Oh, shit. Man, a screwdriver. That's like a fucking drill.
No, yeah, yeah. That's an impact driver.
Yeah, yeah. 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 All right.
So
okay, yeah. How much time we got left? Because we got something to do after this. Oh, yeah, it's time.
We gotta get out of here. Yeah. Shortened.
It wasn't really that sweet.
Short and stinky this week.
It was kind of stank.
A little stanky fartings. And
we got to get off here because I got a fart.
Oh, yeah.
Really bad.
Well, do it on camera because there's a guy that leaves us a comment
every time.
Every week. Like, please fart on camera. I think it's his thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
He's like, please leave me rip a nasty fart.
Yeah, I eke them out. Your farts are.
Yeah, I have to edit them out.
Yeah, a lot.
You guys hear any of these little pauses or missed
right
steps
in the middle of something that's hilarious?
Oh yeah,
it's a fart.
It's a little bit of blah, 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 blah.
It's a thunder butt.
Thunder butt. That was Hulk Hogan's name in one.
One of the Rocky movies.
Yeah, the Rocky movies. Old thunder butt.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Whatever.
Once again, thank you for all you dummies out there. We'll be back better next week, I promise.
Yeah, keep building that army, though.
And, just keep clicking those shorts and the ticks infantry. And the talks and the...
Machine gunners.
We need them all. We need
everything,
them all.
Man.
We need a sergeant. Or what's, the top guy in the army?
A lieutenant.
A third wing.
Yeah.
They're first
come up with
first level.
We need patches, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, would you guys put in a comment, would you guys wear a patch if you're part of the Army of Dummies?
Yeah.
And you're the top fan, would you want to be noticed like that? Or are you
like
really
a four
ashamed?
Star general in the dummy army?
Like a four dumb
general. Yeah, we don't need stars. We need something else.
Yeah, we need something stupid.
Yeah, something real
starfish.
Dumb. Yeah, like just buttholes.
Just buttholes. Chocolate starfish.
I'm a four chocolate star general.
Yeah, right. Genital.
What? Yeah, actually, yeah.
I'm a four star genital. Fart star. We'll figure it out.
Please stop.
And then we can we have shirts, we can have patches, we can have actual identification cards.
That'd
that you can show
cool.
Like at a concert or something.
Oh yeah. You'd be like, bitch, I'm a
yeah.
Do you know me?
Yeah. Have you ever seen? I'm part of the damn military, dude.
Yeah. I'm part of the Army of Dummies. I'm a dummy of one.
A dummy of one.
Mm. All right.
Tried that. Anyway, we're out of here, dummies. Thanks again.
Later.